Kim Hickson is head of the Journalism and Communications Department at Utah State University. He says that part of what makes news so negative is how reporters determine what to report. When students learn about newsworthiness, they focus on a few key factors, including its relevance to the reader.
For the most part, I think people want to know, okay, there's this event out there that has happened. How is it going to affect me personally?
Because so much of newsworthiness is future and change-oriented, news coverage has what he sees as a necessary element of negativity.
Good news is wonderful to hear, but for the most part, we are thinking about, okay, what's the government doing and how does it affect us? What's happening to our environment? How is that going to affect us? What's happening in the economy?
However, this negativity has been proven to have an effect on those who are overexposed to it. Patricia Smith is the founder of the Compassion Fatigue Awareness Project. During her 20-year career, she's helped to educate caregivers, doctors, and others about its effects. Compassion fatigue is the toll taken on those who help others in traumatic situations, sometimes described as the cost of caring. It can cause stress and limit our ability to continue to feel empathy. Smith says the way we experience news coverage can also create compassion fatigue. One way to know if it's affecting you? Listen to your body.
What I try to do in trainings is to have people shut their eyes and quietly think of something that is very disturbing to them. And then listen to their bodies. Do they find their hands all clenched? Do they get an immediate headache? Does it go right to your stomach? Your body will tell you when enough is enough.
From there, she says it's all about boundaries and self-care. For caregivers, it's important to remember to care for yourself. She gave the same advice for those who feel overwhelmed by coverage of current events.
Limit what you're viewing. Limit what you're reading. Limit what you're seeing. It's all about boundaries, personal boundaries. Know when you're being affected and do something healthy for yourself.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.